Joining us now is NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts. Morning, Cokey.
Good morning, Renee.
The president will visit the Pentagon today for a military briefing. Is it a show of support for Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld?
Sure it is, and there'll be the pictures of Bush and Rumsfeld standing next to each other, and that will be interpreted widely that this is the president saying he wants his beleaguered Secretary of Defense to stay on. But clearly, Rumsfeld is under a lot of fire. Democrats went on the Sunday talk shows yesterday, one after another calling for his resignation, and that was after Vice President Cheney had issued a strong defense for him for Rumsfeld on Saturday. So clearly that wasn't enough. And it wasn't just Democrats. Republican Senator Hagel of Nebraska questioned whether Rumsfeld would be effective in leading the military, given all of the scandal over the prison abuses. And I think, Renee, this is where the real problem could come, because now you're beginning to see stories emerging in the newspapers with military men being quoted, now not by name, but being quoted saying that they can't do the job in Iraq because the civilian leaders won't let them do it. They can't do it militarily because the civilian leaders won't let them do it, and they can't do it strategically because they're losing the battle for the hearts and minds of the people of Iraq. Now, that is where you start to see the Vietnam analogy be real. I haven't been one up until now who has really thought that this was analogous to Vietnam, but when you start to hear military men saying that, then that is becomes a real problem for the administration. And when the strongest defense for Secretary Rumsfeld is that of the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, John Warner, saying we're fighting two wars right now, it would be too hard to replace him with the election coming as well, that's not exactly what you'd call a strong endorsement.
New photographs of abuses were published today in The New Yorker, which helped break this story originally. With the Iraqi situation so unsettled, what do you think? Do you sense that all of Washington is waiting for more bad news?
Yes, just waiting for another shoe to drop. And again, Secretary Rumsfeld in his testimony last week gave an indication that the pictures and videotapes are even worse than what we've seen so far, and we don't really know how bad they can get. And I think that the Pentagon is hoping against hope that they can keep these pictures from emerging into the public and onto the airwaves, but I can't imagine how they can hope that. It just seems to be, given technology and what's happened so far, to be a very vain hope, and it seems to me it would be better to put them all out and get it over with and see what happens rather than keep having these pictures dribble out, and particularly as the United States is trying to get the United Nations more involved, as you've just heard from Peter Kenyon, and turn over power. So, you know, the pictures can start to affect the policy in Iraq as well as the politics at home.
Although President Bush still continues to lead in the most recent polls.
Well, I think that there's a lot of sorting out going on here. Nobody in the country wants to repeat Vietnam. First of all, people want to win. And secondly, they don't want in any way to desert the soldiers. But, you know, with the economic news as good as it was at the end of last week, I think the president would be doing a whole lot better in the polls if it were not for this Iraq situation.
Cokey, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Cokey Roberts.